Starting this Sunday and running through the week will be the Religion in the Frame Film Festival. It's a festival that features films that explore religious ideas, themes, and conflicts across a diverse array of backgrounds. Such films such as Witness with Harrison Ford, one of my favorites, A Serious Man by the Coen Brothers starring Michael Stuhlbarg, who was just on this program, and Groundhog Day, just to name a few of the films featured. The festival is being put on by the University of Chicago Divinity School and Facets Multimedia, where all the films will be screened. And the best part, after each screening, a scholar from the university will talk with the moderator and the audience afterwards. And that moderator and the curator of the festival is in studio tonight, Gretchen Helfrich. Gretchen's a lawyer in town. She sits on the boards, both at Facets and the Martin Center Advisory Board at the University of Chicago. But that's not how you know her name. Gretchen hosted a national radio show out of Chicago called Odyssey for a number of years. It aired on public radio all over the country and here on 91.5 FM. Gretchen Helfrich with me tonight. It's a reunion of sorts. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Justin.
It's a pleasure. When I saw you attached to this and that this film festival is coming, we jumped at the opportunity to get back on the microphone. We've worked together a long time.
We have. Do you remember the time I left you behind at dinner one time, drove off, paid no attention to the fact that you hadn't gotten into the car?
That is true. That's a good story.
It just popped in my head just
now.
Wow,
that's bringing. I think I need to bring that up in therapy.
You were so angry.
It was one of those. Gretchen, we're talking, and I was waiting for the door to get open, and she just took off. The car took off. Anyway, let's talk about the film festival. You've always had, you've always been a film buff, and you've always been around this. Talk about where Religion in the Frame comes from.
Well, yeah, it's true. I have always been a film buff and did a lot of film on Odyssey and have worked also with Mueller Stalick, who's the executive director of Facets, for years. In fact, my very first job in radio was producing his movie reviews for Jerome McDonald and WBEZ. So, that's how I got involved with Facets. And then I've also been involved with the Marty Center for a long time. And coming up next Saturday is the 20th anniversary of the Marty Center and the 90th birthday of Martin Marty,
wow,
who is just an amazing guy. And they were starting to think about how to celebrate those events. And I said, I think I have an idea. So I checked with my Facets peeps and I checked with my Martin Marty peeps and said, how about if I did a little film series? And they said, yippee. We think that'd be great. And especially if you do it and do the work. No, I'm just kidding. They're really supportive and really helpful. But it just seemed like such a great mix and such a perfect way to fulfill the mission of both organizations, which are both pretty terrific organizations, in my opinion.
Well, obviously, we'll talk about the films that are chosen. I mentioned a couple of them in the intro, but, talk about what you're trying to get at with these films, featuring these films, each one each night from Sunday to Friday.
Well, so what I really wanted to do was get a collection of films. I wanted to do two things. I wanted to get films that would motivate folks at the Divinity School to talk. In other words, films that they felt they had something to say, Is that a sentence? Whatever.
Yeah, no, it's...
films that illustrated themes they worked on or that maybe they used in their work. So that was one thing that I really wanted to do. And then I also wanted it to be a mix of ways of thinking about religion in film. Some of the films, like the opening film on Sunday is Elmer Gantry, which is a really great 1960 Burt Lancaster movie. And it's pretty, clearly about religion, no question about it, in a certain way. But then you have a movie like Groundhog Day, which is not at all about religion on the surface.
Right.
But actually...
But it has a lot of the themes that religion...
It sort of illustrates an idea in Buddhism that we're going to be talking about rebirth into suffering and what it takes to get out of that cycle and those sorts of things. So...
Was it important for you to be diverse in the kind of religions that you talked about, that it wasn't just American religions or one type of Christian religion? Was it important to find films that represented all, or at least as much as you could in 6 days?
Yeah, as much as you could in 6 days. There's the...
That's the tagline?
That's the tagline.
As much religion fit into 6 days.
Yeah, and it turns out it's hard to fit all the religions into 6 days, but... And I didn't want it to be like, today's film, Islam. But that's kind of, there's a little bit of that going on. We've got a film on Friday called The Lizard, which is an Iranian film about a guy who escapes from jail by disguising himself as a cleric in a, society run by clerics. That's an interesting move. It's not a documentary. Yeah, I don't make it sound like he did something daring. But it's a comedy. And it's, in addition to being funny and being kind of a poking fun at the theocracy in Iran, it's also engages with ideas within Islam about what it means to be a good person and what it means to be good on the inside versus good on the outside, and, you know, doing things, appearances versus reality, and questions like that that are very significant within Islam. So we've got that. We've got A Serious Man on Wednesday, which has a lot of ideas about God and about suffering that come out of Jewish tradition. It's really overtly about Judaism. I mean, that's not even, it's all on the table right there. So yeah, we did our best. We didn't get everything in there. We have one movie called Kumare, which everybody thinks is a movie about Hinduism, but it's really not. It's about a guy who pretends to be an Indian holy man. Have you seen it? Do you know
the
movie?
I have not, no.
It was really a big hit at South by Southwest in 2011 or 12. I forget. But this guy, he does like a Borat thing where he decides he's going to pretend to be a holy man and go out and try to get followers. And he does. He dresses, you know, wraps himself up in orange robes and starts talking like, as he puts it, at some point in the movie, he says, "I just started to talk like my grandmother," you know, in this Indian accent that I just did so well. And goes out and starts talking to people and wins them over. And then you've got, then all of a sudden, here's this guy who's pretending and he's got all these followers. It's really, it's weird. And it's really, parts of it are quite uncomfortable because you know, and they don't.
That's good. Gretchen Helfrich, my guest, she's the curator and she's going to be the moderator of the conversations after the film shown in Religion in the Frame, the film festival at Facets. I guess that's considered Lincoln Park, Lakeview, the area, at Ashland and Fullerton.
It's Facets Land. That's just what it's called.
It's where the Walgreens is at, right?
Right
across from the Walgreens is at.
Across from the Walgreens.
Gretchen Helfrich with me. We'll talk more about the festival coming up. Stay with us. It's a download here, 720 WGN. Gretchen Helfrich, my guest, the curator and moderator, longtime broadcaster and lawyer. She is putting on the Religion in the Frame Film Festival, which will be at Facets Multimedia. It is a collaboration between the University of Chicago Divinity School and Facets Multimedia, specifically the Martin Center, as we were talking about.
Martin Marty Center.
The Martin Marty Center. Martin Marty, a longtime professor at the University of Chicago, turning 90 years old in a week. Talk about that that center, because that's something that is really about his contributions, his accomplishments at the University of Chicago.
Well, Martin Marty is a just incredibly impressive scholar of primarily American religion. But, you know, he's published so many things that now he's basically a scholar of everything. But his main thing is American Protestantism. And the center that was named for him when he was only 70...
that's a feat, though. I mean, most of the time centers are named after you die.
Well, most of the time you don't get a center named after you die. I don't have one. Maybe you do, Justin.
Oh man, I wish I had a center.
The Justin Kaufman
Darn
Center
it.
For something something.
For something something. I'll take it.
So the center is dedicated to promoting public dialogue about religion, because, you know, you've got these divinity schools that have people doing just incredibly interesting research about religion, both contemporary religion, historical religion, all kinds of things. But, you know, we live in a world where religion is a dominant theme in a lot of ways. You see it all the time, but, you know, in our politics, in our public life. But in addition to that, you know, people personally, lots of people are on religious journeys or, you know, thinking about the big questions that religion addresses. And so the Marty Center is designed to bring the work from the university out into the public. So this film series is a really great opportunity to do that and to engage with a different public.
I was
going to
say, is the festival, it obviously shows, we talked about the films that are going to be in it, but it's really, as you just mentioned, if it's about public discourse and what you guys are doing after by bringing the scholars out to talk to the audience who just saw the film, you can make an argument it's more about that than it is about the films.
Well, yeah. I mean, for both organizations, both for the Martin Marty Center and Facets, you know, it's about creating conversations and creating, I know it sounds corny, but creating community, but creating dialogue and, you know, getting people to have different kinds of experiences with strangers, frankly, is a good way of putting it. So this is a terrific opportunity to have a very public event. And, you know, a movie is a really public event. There's a public audience. People don't know each other. They just gather together. And then you get to have this conversation afterwards that both allows you to figure out a little more what you got out of the movie. Hopefully, we'll be able to give the audience like a deeper understanding of what it was they saw or something about the film. I mean, that's the goal. And just make the experience better all around.
Picking, and people are texting in as well, other movies that have to do with religion, but picking six movies, of course, there's a lot of religious-themed films throughout history. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of films, because a good film is going to get at the themes that connect human beings and human society, and a lot of that has to do with religion.
Yeah, I think you can find religious themes in most movies that are interesting. But even setting aside the movies that are not overtly religious, just the movies that are straightforwardly engaging with religious questions, you can't. When I started this, I thought, let me see what's out there. And then I went, oh my God, what are we going to do? I know. I was like, we're totally going to shortchange. And of course, everybody will have their, why don't you include this? Why don't you include? Because we had six nights. That's why. That's why. Because you can't do it all in six nights, for God's sake.
Well, speaking of, I mean, this is for God's sake, which is good. But there is, I mean, you see that the themes of religion, they play out in a way that we see in our news all the time. It's politicized to death. I mean, there's so much of it, right? But when you think about art and specifically about film, you're right in the way that a lot of the films that have really caught our attention or have worldwide prestige, they always surround religious themes and identities, or at least questioning what brings us all together. So there is something to be said about the fact that a religious film festival could probably go on in perpetuity.
It could go on in perpetuity. It could at least go on for 4 years. Four solid years, every single night, I think, without missing a beat.
Did you go into this saying, okay, I have to have this film? Was there one of the six that you're like, all right, I got an idea for a festival, and it's got to have this film?
It was Elmer Gantry. Was the one, because I really, really wanted to talk to Martin Marty about it afterwards. I mean, it's a great film on its own, and whether you care about the religion that's in it, and it's a skewering, I think it's fair to say, of a certain type of American Protestantism. But that's not the interesting thing. What's interesting about it is that there's so much in it that illustrates what makes American religious experience, and especially Protestantism, which has been the dominant religion, right, in the country. What makes the American Protestant experience unique, or maybe that's too strong, but quite different from other places? You know, Martin likes to say that the United States is the only country that has the concept of getting religion. You know, I think that's changing now, but for a long time, other countries are like, well, you just have it. Like, it's just there. You're born with it, or you live in a certain place, or whatever. And this idea that you'd go into a tent and be saved was really an American thing.
Interesting.
And there's so many things like that about the entrepreneurial spirit of American religion. It's all on display in Elmer Gantry in the movie. Plus, there's Burt Lancaster, who's just like such a peculiar actor. There's something about him that's like, really? Are you a real person? I don't know. He cracks me up.
The festival is called Religion in the Frame. It's at Facets Multimedia right there at Fullerton and Ashland. Miloš Delić, great place to see film. Look it up. The Facets Multimedia, and it will be a film festival that starts Sunday, runs through Friday. It's showing six films, and afterwards there will be discussions with scholars from the University of Chicago Divinity School. Gretchen Helfrich is the moderator of those discussions and also the curator of this film festival, and also a friend. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
I feel like it's been way too long.
It's been a really long time.
And with the algorithms on Facebook, I don't see your stuff enough. I just don't see your stuff.
I'll work on my algorithms.
Yeah, I'm gonna send something to Facebook.
I'm gonna tag you in everything, regardless of what it is.
Thank you. Great to see you, and good luck with the
good
festival.
To see you. Thanks.